the movie Formula One.
Oh, that sounds
and I,
nice.
I will bring my earplugs because I know what those motors sound like, and they're really screeching motors, and that's how they make to get you in the mood, just to crank the sound up in the theater there and sort of blast your ears away. But yeah, then we're going to go out for dinner. And then on the 4th of July weekend, we got the annual tractor show up in north of us here in Williamsfield, Ohio. And it's quite an event, too. It's 3 days. This year, it's going to be the 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's right on Route 322. And you really see some unusual tractors. Then they have the Antique Truck Club. They're present too, and you have a variety of semi trucks down to pickup trucks on display too. So it's a sort of nice, and it's sort of a tree area there. It's sort of cool in there, and I always look forward to the Wayne Township Fireman's Pancakes.
Oh, those are great events. That'll be a lot of fun. Those events where the motors get loud and they rev up, you were talking about the theater. I would be bringing earplugs for those too. That I would have the same reaction to that. Loud is not always my cup of tea when it comes to things like that. I did look. Peter Noon is still singing that song, is alive and well, and he's only 77. Somehow, I would have thought he was older. He became lead singer of Herman's Hermits at the age of 15. That may have something to do with it. He's been at it for a long time. Let's see, in 1965, he only would have been 17 or 18 when that was a hit. Mm-hmm. So he still pulls it off pretty well.
Last week you lost one of your Pittsburgh entertainers, Lou Christie.
Yes, Lou Christie, a nice guy, and I always thought really talented. His falsetto and his just range, it's the whole range of singing was amazing, and it was we've lost a lot. Recently, Bill Moyers, the not a singer recently, passed away, the legendary journalist. There seem to be quite a few over the past few weeks. But well, thanks, Thus Bowl. Good to talk to you, as always. And thank you for your patience, too, getting on. And a charge to you for knowing Herman's Hermits. And we have another song coming up in honor of Henry VIII shortly. Thanks. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLB Radio.org/radio.
Tower of London, largest life. The ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare. For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife, until he made the headsman Bobber Eyre. Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago. And she comes up at night to tell him so, with her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to want King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzook, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
The soup.
With her head
tucked
underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head
tucked
underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout his army going to win. They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With their head tucked underneath their arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked.
From 1937, that's Nat Kinella and his band with her head tucked underneath her arm. His band was called the Georgians. Thank you for being here, keeping us company. We are live this morning, which means you can interact with us when you hear the next puzzle. You can text us. You can call us. And you can send us an email message through our website. It's all coming up in just a few moments as we give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. With our Brigade Charade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time for this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle. This week's answer has four syllables. And I think you know how this works, but just in case you don't, we're going to play charades over the radio. Because we cannot see one another, radio having advanced technology that filters the pictures between our locations out. You can't see me. I can't see you owing to that advanced technology. I'm going to have to use words to give you each clue. So the clue is public service. Public service. We're looking for a four-syllable word. I'll give you a clue for each of those syllables. Are you ready? The clue is public service. Syllable one, vowel. Syllable two, where cash might be kept. Syllable three, done to a fire or candle. Syllable four, golfer's necessity. Put those syllables all together, and you should be able to get a four-syllable word that answers the clue, public service. Spelling does not count when you have a Brigadroid puzzle. Once again, the clue, public service. And here are the four syllables. Vowel, where cash might be kept, done to a fire or candle, golfer's necessity. Do you think you know?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Mike and Marza wrote, after hearing earlier, we were talking about a room full of librarians and how much fun being in a room full of librarians was going to be for the conference that is coming up. Mike said, I'm going to a magician's convention soon. Can you imagine how much fun a room full of magicians might be? So Susie, a room full of librarians. Mike has a room full of magicians. And that would be fun to be in. Want the magicians and the librarians together, that, well, it'd be okay. Either a lot of books about magic, or suddenly nobody there at all.
in a New York town one day. Standing down in New York town one day. Did not have a dime. I was broke and I did not have a dime. I was broke and I did not have a dime. Singing hey. Every good man gets a little hard luck sometime. I said every good man gets a little hard luck sometime. Here's some of that harp, son.
You've got Jack Elliott, Arlo Guthrie, and Sonny Terry is on that song as well, and nicely done by that group together. A tune called New York Town. And it's from the Hard Travelin' soundtrack. Yank Rachel before, and I'm gonna get up in the morning. Thank you for being with us today. 412-200-5975. Let me check to see if we have any correct answers on our brigade charade. Here's an email from Linda. Good morning. Linda just saying hello, which is more than just saying hello. Thank you to Linda and Fred for being with us this morning. Jim in Blackridge has the correct answer. He also knew our history riddle, also knowing our history riddle, Susan, whose post I missed earlier. She's playing along on Facebook. And Susie also came up with the correct answer. Here again is our brigade charade. We are looking for a four-syllable word. The clue is public service. Public service. Here are the syllables. One, vowel. Syllable two, where cash might be kept. Syllable three, done to a fire or candle. Syllable four, golfer's necessity. It's also a consonant. Put those four syllables together and you'll get a single word that means public service. Remember, spelling does not count. You should be able to sound out that four-syllable word. I think Tommy had the correct answer, too. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And Mars just got the correct answer. Well done, Mike. Thanks for your text message. Let's solve the puzzle together, shall we? The vowel we needed was U. That threw some folks off. U. Syllable 2, where cash might be kept, is till. Keeping the cash in a small box, a till. Done to a fire or candle is lit. That gives us U, till, lit. And a golfer's necessity, or a consonant, is T, giving us U, till, lit, T, utility. That's the public service we were looking for. Congratulations if you came up with it. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge 10 minutes away. Here's Paul Birch now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I put away my candles, I put away my oil lamps. I've got fire and a wire, electricity. I bet they school us all night long, and when the mountain boys see my town, they'll all wanna move on down. Electricity.
Electricity.
Then told of a place called Coney Island.
Electricity.
You can eat and play till the sun is rising.
Electricity.
All the well just turned to foam, and it might swallow me whole. Electricity. See me now. Yes, Papa can see me everywhere. Sun or rain, there ain't no care.
Electricity.
Put away your candles, put away your oil lamps. I've got fire and a wire.
Electricity.
Coney Island.
Electricity.
And you can eat and play till the
it's hard. My backyard is full of hand-me-downs.
Make it big.
Take it quick while the going's good. If you are, thank the stars like I knew you would. Cool water, you're out of grace. Take a cloth, wipe it off, the egg death's on your face. Take this thing that we sing, make it something good.
Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanigan and Cool Water. And before that, you heard of Paul Birch and Electricity, Fire in a Wire, Electricity, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Block and tackle a lion, Lord, Lord, I got Lord, Lord, I got them Browns very blue.
Got Billy Strings at the Saturday Light Brigade along with Tony Trischka and Browns Ferry Blues. And Rich, that's for you. I hope you enjoyed that this morning. I actually heard that song earlier this week and I liked it so much, I said, we have to make sure we play that song. I was sent a list of, I guess you would have to call them puns, although I wish I could give them a little a good pun is a good thing. I was going to say, I wish I could give them a little more notoriety than just calling them puns. But these are ways that various people of various professions might indicate that they are tired. Ways to say you're tired. If you're a drummer, I'm beat. If you're a gardener, I'm bushed. A pipe layer, I'm drained. A chef, I'm fried. A tailor, I'm worn out. An HVAC installer, I'm exhausted. A window washer, I'm wiped. An accountant, I'm spent. A trash collector, I'm wasted. An undertaker, I'm dead tired. And a plumber, I'm pooped.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Jim in Crafton Heights, said there was a group called Pacific Gas and Electric, and he's right, that we could have played after reviewing our Brigade Charade answer as Utility. I didn't realize there was a group by that name, but indeed there is. Their big hit, biggest hit, was Get Ready, which I couldn't find a copy of, but just the same, thank you. Now it's time for this morning's haiku. 17 syllables leading to one answer. Are you ready for this morning's haiku? Here it is. This 70s car, named for a troublemaker, featured a hatchback. This 70s car, named for a troublemaker, featured a hatchback.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Once again, this 70s car, named for a troublemaker, featured a hatchback.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Keep on talking.
only house in this old town, and that's where my true love lays around. And he takes other women right down on his knee, and he tells them a little tale he won't tell me. It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you? It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true. First time I seen my true love, he was walking by my door. Last time I seen his false-hearted smile, he was dead on his cooling board. It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you? It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true. Don't go to drinking and gambling, don't go there your sorrows to drown. That hard liquor place is a low-down disgrace, it's the meanest damn place in this town. And it's hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you? It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true. Well, who's gonna kiss your ruby lips? And who's gonna hold you to their breast? And who will talk your future over while I'm rambling in the west? It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you? It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true.
The Saturday Light Brigade, the Almanac Singers featuring Woody Guthrie. And it's hard, ain't it hard? Interesting guesses coming in on today's High Clue. A lot of right ones, but a few incorrect ones, too. I'll go over the answers with you in a moment. The Blind Boys of Alabama did Freedom Road. Did you know that you can listen to the Saturday Light Brigade using any telephone? Best to make sure you have a phone that has unlimited long distance, as most cell phones these days do. But if you are not within the range of one of our 8 FM radio stations, and if you find that internet service is spotty in your area, all you need to do is dial this number and you'll be able to listen to us. It's 631-359-8728. 631-359-8728. Call a couple times if you don't get a connection right away. But once you get it, it'll be there for as long as you care to listen. 631-359-8728. Listen by phone. Here, again, is this morning's High Clue. This 70s car, named for a troublemaker, featured a hatchback. That second line is important. This 70s car, named for a troublemaker, featured a hatchback. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars got the correct answer. Also, he said the bike rider said, "I'm too tired for feeling exhausted." Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer, as does Jim in Blackridge, and John in Carrick, and John in Economy Borough, and John and Addie in East Deer. Thanks for being with us. Dust Bowl Jack and Clarion Or, I'm sorry, in Warren, Ohio, has the correct answer. He was from Clarion at one time. Now, Patrick in South Park was thinking a Mustang. And I guess a Mustang could be a troublemaker. And it did have a hatchback. But we weren't thinking of the Mustang. Patrick in Stanton Heights has the answer we were looking for. Craig in Macon was thinking of a Ford Maverick. There were hatchbacks in the 70s, but that's not what we were looking for. Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville got the correct answer. Good morning, Mrs. Edwards. Linda thought it could be a Ford Pinto. Definitely that car was a bit of a troublemaker, but not the one we were looking for. James, by way of Sarah, got the correct answer. And Stu and McCandless thought it could be a Maverick or a Bricklin. Neither of those is it. There's one more that fits just a little better. Tommy got the correct answer. He said it's the ugliest car to come out of Detroit. Technically, I think it was Kenosha, but I wouldn't disagree. And Ty in Valencia got the correct answer. And we're going to talk with Fred and then Tom, who have the correct answer. Good morning. How are you, Fred?
Good morning, Larry. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You knew the vehicle we were looking for. What did you come up with?
The AMC Gremlin.
Absolutely. The Gremlin. And Gremlin is one of those words that kind of means a troublemaker or something in the system that makes things go bad. I'm not sure if it's the greatest name for a car to have, the car. I read somewhere that Nova translated to no go in another language, which made it not a good name to give to a car. Or maybe it was Vega, but some car translated to no go, literally, which would not be good. Do you remember what those things looked like, the Gremlins?
Oh, yeah, distinctly I remember. They had a big hatchback. And it was funny, they used to make them in the race cars for the dirt tracks.
Yes, I forgot about that.
And used to be at where Heidelberg was. We're now, I guess that's a Walmart Plaza now or something. Used to be a dirt racetrack out there. I remember going out there with my dad and uncle when I was a kid.
Yeah, I forgot that. When AMC was trying to sort of prove its mettle as a car maker, they did have a racing program, but I think a lot of people raised them as stock cars, too. They were odd looking things, kind of like very angular. And, the car was designed by a guy in his early 20s, which I always found interesting. He was kind of given free rein. They sold, relatively, about 700,000 altogether. And it was one of the first subcompact cars meant to work against imports. And here it is. Bob Nixon was 23 years old when he joined AMC. And he worked on the design sketches.
And they had like a lot of collector cars like that. It was like a red, white, and blue scene.
Oh, right. And they had the interior that kind of looked like blue jeans on the inside. And there might have been a bicentennial version of it, too. So I've got a good memory for that vehicle. And every now and then you see one on the road, not very often. But every now and then you'll see one. The designer writes in his memoirs that he sketched the design of the Gremlin on an air sickness bag while on an airline flight.
Huh.
That says a lot. you know, always have some paper handy just in case. Well, I hope you have a good day ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm hanging out, maybe cut some grass. Maybe it won't rain today. Maybe.
It may be, just maybe. It's sort of hard to tell these days from the various forecasts, but hopefully it won't be as hot just the same. Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Craig in Macon, Georgia just contributed this, and I did not know this, that John Denver drove a gremlin in the movie Oh God. Oh, that was a pacer, apparently. Jerry Landers, the John Denver character, drove a pacer, but that's so close. But gremlin was needed is the answer here because of its definition as a troublemaker. And Tom has the correct answer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. One of the ones I also thought of, since it was from AMC, was the Hornet.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and the gremlin was based on the Hornet. And, oh, you know, here's one. Greg thought it might have been car might have been the Rebel, and that kind of makes sense. A Rebel would be a troublemaker. I don't know if the Rebel right. had a hatchback or not.
Yeah, was that from AMC? I'm trying to think. Remember?
I think so, but that's one. I'll look that up as we're talking. How well do you remember the Gremlin?
Well, when I was in college. Now, I could be getting the years confused, but I think in 1970, let's say September, because it seems like new cars always came out in September. You know, like they always have a big deal about all
yes.
the new cars, and you anxiously waited to see what they look like. But I remember going to an AMC dealership because they said the Gremlin came out. And so I looked at it, and the salesperson lifts the back up, the hatchback, and says, "This is going to revolutionize the automobile industry," which in a way it might have, because you think of most SUVs have a hatchback.
Hatchbacks were very new at the time. Nobody really had those yet, so it was a big deal, and they did last. You know, we think the Gremlin is kind of unsuccessful. I mean, they lasted for about a decade. The Pacer, a little bit less so in its longevity. Now, the Rebel, indeed, that name, it goes back to the Rambler nameplate, which AMC, you know, took over the Rambler line. I don't think the Rebel had a hatchback, though. I'm looking at some pictures of them. I see a station wagon and a sedan. So,
well, you remember, maybe it's been 2 months ago, we had the answer was the Tucker.
Yes, that was a bit ago, but I do remember that.
But anyway, that made me find a couple of books about the Tucker. And one of them was written from, let's say, I think he was a PR person for Tucker, and he wrote it from like the business perspective. And the other person was one of the designers of the Tucker. So he wrote it from the design perspective. But the chief designer of the Tucker worked for Bantam Jeep or Bantam Car Company up in
Butler. I had no idea.
Yeah, before he, I guess it was, let's say, 1938, 39, somewhere in that range, he worked for that company. So I'm just wondering if he had anything to do with designing the Jeep, because that was around the time they designed the Jeep up there.
That's total news to me. I had no idea. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I was going to ask you if you knew somebody. Dr. Demento, does that ring a bell?
Barry Hansen, a.k.a. Dr. Demento. I don't know him personally, but Dr. Demento is more or less the king of novelty music on the radio. He, I think, is 86. He just announced his retirement from doing a weekly program. He's amazing, and I love listening to him growing up. I guarantee you there's a lot of people listening to us right now that know Dr. Demento. He's not been on conventional radio, in maybe 15 years or so. He's continued to do a syndicated program, but he introduced tens of thousands of people to Alan Sherman, Tom Lehrer, Rusty Warren, Weird Al Yankovic, and so many other characters. He's very right. well known.
Yeah, I saw that he had retired, and I heard about Weird Al, and I looked up Weird Al's Wikipedia page, and he graduated from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo with a degree in architecture.
Yes, he's in his first song, oh gosh, I want to say it was My Bologna, a parody of The Knack. I'm probably not exactly correct on that. I do know I'm correct on this. He recorded that song in a college bathroom for the acoustics. And it went like, ooh, my little hungry one, open up a package of my bologna. And it was instead of my Sharona. And it was all about cured luncheon meats. So, it's a fun song. Well done. A charge to you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. And Mike in Huntsville, Alabama. Mike, I'm so glad that you're with us after going on the air a few weeks ago. He knew that we were looking for the gremlin. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, Mike. And I think I was able to congratulate everybody who got the correct answer. Oh, here's Susan came up with it. And also Sharon came up with the correct answer. If I missed your name, my apologies. It's been a busy morning. I think I got everybody. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.